the hidden costs of pollution. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. We often hear about the economic costs of environmental regulation on the energy industry, but there's a flip side to that equation, the price society pays for pollution. One scientist has added up those costs and found they're going down. Reid Fraser went to find out why.
For years, scientists have known that pollution from burning fossil fuels is bad for us. But can we place a dollar amount on the hidden costs of burning coal and other fossil fuels for electricity? One person who wanted to know was Paulina Jaramillo.
I study the environmental impacts of energy systems.
So the Carnegie Mellon scientist called up a colleague. They designed a model to find out. The researchers plugged in pollution reports from the EPA, weather models, and population data. They took into account the effects of pollution on crops, forests, and infrastructure, and human health. Much of that hinges on one basic number, and it's kind of a creepy number.
Value of a statistical life, which is a number widely used in policy analyses to estimate mortality costs.
The value of a statistical life. It's basically the amount of money we as a society are willing to spend to save someone's life. And according to the federal government, it's around $6 million these days. Since the early 2000s, emissions from sources like coal-fired power plants have been going down. Because of this, Jaramillo found that the annual cost of pollution declined from 2002 to 2011 by about 25%. To $130 billion each year.
Because we started reducing those emissions, we reduced health impacts. These models cannot pinpoint who specifically benefited, but on a population basis, there are benefits.
Those benefits include fewer heart attacks and ER visits for asthma that can be triggered by air pollution. So what happened? Jaramillo says the big change is that new regulations forced many coal-fired power plants to clean up. The Great Recession lowered demand for a few years, and cleaner sources, like natural gas, have cut into coal's share of the electricity market. These costs of air pollution may be going down, but the price tag the researchers calculated is still around $400 per year for every person in the U.S. The article appears in the journal Energy Policy. For the Environment Report, I'm Reid Fraser.
This is the Environment Report. If you've never had norovirus, you're a very lucky person. It's highly contagious and can knock you down.
Either diarrhea or vomiting. Some people also have both at the same time.
That's Christiane Wobis. She's an associate professor at the University of Michigan Medical School, and she studies norovirus. More than 100 students got sick with the virus on U of M's Ann Arbor campus last week. And if you're a scientist, this outbreak is an opportunity. If you've been sick with norovirus-like symptoms within the past 3 days, you can make a donation. Wobis wants your stool samples. You can collect your sample in a plastic-sealed container. Think Tupperware or empty ice cream carton. As gross as this might sound, it's actually serving a bigger purpose. Wobis says norovirus is hard to grow in the lab, so scientists just don't know a lot about it.
Like to do with them is understand how the virus both gets into a host, but also how it gets into the cell. If we can prevent those initial steps, then we're closer, hopefully, to preventing the virus from spreading.
She says this might mean someone could make an antiviral drug someday, and that might save a lot of people a lot of misery. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.